WJTL, that's Unspoken, The Cure, Hannah Kerr, Ordinary. Before that, good morning, it's 719.
Your weather forecast for today, clouds and some light rain and showers, high of 49. Overnight, clouds and rain again, low of 41. Winning Wednesday, clouds and showers in 53. Currently, it's a cloudy 44.
Today, our friends Lanny, Rob, and Troy are here from the Potter's House. Good morning, one and all.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Lanny Millett, the ministry director at Potter's House. How long have you been there, Lanny?
I'm going on 7 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You always bring great stories about how God is working in the lives of those that you guys are ministering to. Any good stories you could share with us this morning?
Well, there really are a lot of stories. And what I've been noticing recently is the impact on families, seeing husbands and wives reunited, fathers with their children, guys relating to their parents. One in particular, he was with us a year. And when he came, he had been in and out of prison and rehab, and he just was not able to get his life together. But through working hard, taking seriously the Lord's role in his life, he has been able to reunite with his wife and children. He is taking care of his family. He's working full time. I mean, life is looking really good. And if you come to the banquet, you'll get to hear his story because he's going to share his testimony there.
And even sharing his testimony is a big
step. That is a big deal. Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And earlier, Rob told us a little bit about some of the new things you guys are doing. Any of that you want to expand on?
It's true. Being the ministry director, I also carry the ministry phone. And I was consistently getting calls saying, hey, you do a great job for men, but what about women? When are you going to start ministering to women? So good news, we have a house. We bought a house, and Potter's House of Ruth will probably go online in the next month or two. They're doing renovations, but we are excited to see God work in the lives of women who are coming out of addiction and who need discipleship in their lives in the very, very near future.
And that's very cool.
It is.
And that is great news and cause for celebration as well. And Rob Weatherholtz is with us today. He's the associate ministry director. And Rob, you told us about a bunch of new things that are going on. And I know you want to expand a little bit on Still Waters. Tell us about that.
Sure, Fred. Thank you. Still Waters is really near and dear to me. Still Waters is the culmination of a vision I had 15 years ago. The property belonged to my dad. And I had a vision 15 years ago that the Lord was going to bring forth a healing center from this place. And I had no idea how the Lord was going to do that. But 15 years later, I ended up at the Potter's House, and through my affiliation with the Potter's House, this is becoming a reality. So I am awestruck at what God's doing here. But the Stillwaters Recovery Center is going to have – it's going to be our intensive phase one program. We're going to have a total of 16 men. Right now, we're opening up the first two buildings. My wife, Beth, and I will actually be the phase one directors at that facility.
Okay.
And that we will start by opening up the first eight-man facility here probably by April. And we want to create an atmosphere, like it says in Psalms 23, he makes me to lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside the still waters, and he restores my soul. That's the theme behind this place.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a beautiful it's a beautiful setting along the Conestoga River. It has a nice meadow, and the river runs through it. And we want to have the Lord's opening up a place where we're going to have volleyball net. We're going to have you know, we're going to have canoe rides and campfire for a family setting,
yeah,
for an environment conducive to growth and healing.
Yeah.
And I think that this is unique compared to the rehabilitation center. You know, you can get a person to stop drinking or using drugs or that, but if you don't heal the family dynamic behind that or the brokenness in the person's life behind that,
yeah,
you can only take the away the using, but you can't restore the person's belief system.
Right.
So I have a passion, a real passion for working with people and restoring their identity in Christ. Without the finished work of the cross, nothing is possible.
Right.
But with the finished work of the cross, hallelujah, Jesus Christ came and took away all that stuff that doesn't belong to us. And at Still Waters, that's exactly what we want people to realize, is they are much loved children of the Most High God.
Wow.
And that the Lord not only wants to forgive their sins, but he wants to empower them to become those people that they were born to be in the first place. And that's exactly what we do, what we're hoping is going to be accomplished in the setting at Still Waters.
And I love that it's something God put in your heart 20 plus years ago, yeah, and through your dad's property, and now it's all coming to fruition. I just love that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful to see how God works. It's
a really exciting story, Fred.
Yeah, that is awesome. And with us this morning, Troy Hoover is with us. He's the Director of Communications. And Troy, you gave us some of the details of the banquet. Tell us a little bit more of what folks are going to experience if they come out.
Well, this is going to be an exciting time. Really looking forward to it. There's been a lot of stuff happening the last year at Stillwater's House of Ruth. It's just amazing what's been happening. So this year we're going to try to do some amazing updates on the project, some pictures of before and after, that kind of thing. We got some amazing testimonies from Marcus. Hey, Marcus, how you doing? And Rob, it's just going to be amazing. Speaker Samuel Mwangi, who our speaker for the evening, local pastor, runs a drug rehabilitation counseling service there in Leola. So we're looking forward to it. Registration's coming up pretty quick, though. It's this Friday, so if you want to register to come, give us a call or whatever. It's free registration by Friday.
And once again, Shady Maple Smorgasbord is the place.
Yeah.
It's Friday, March 13th. And folks can go online to get the details.
The Potter's House, Lancaster.com, or Eventbrite.com, and search for the Potter's House Banquet.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for being here today. We loved having you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much. Once again, visit thepottershouselancaster.com. Music coming.